Hello, everybody. Welcome. I am slowly returning to the podcast. As you know, I've been working on the creation of the Soul Synergy Oracle deck, and that's why I've been focusing on that. And I am returning slowly since the project has advanced, and I'm very excited to share with you, perhaps in a few months, and publish. I would like to announce that my Instagram page has changed name, is now soul.synergy.oracle, and you can follow me there, and I will always be updating you about the publishing of the Oracle deck. I also would like to invite you to sign up for my newsletter, and if you are signing up, you receive a free hypnosis audio to let go of anxious thoughts. Practicing hypnosis before sleep is a wonderful way to relax your nervous system and access your subconscious mind. And by doing so every day, you start to learn how to use your inner resources to transform your life, to change behaviors, to feel more connected to yourself and the center of wisdom and peace within you. If you are already receiving my emails, you can just check the new hypnosis audios that I posted recently. There is another one called Hypnosis to Gain Clarity in Moments of Self-Doubt. You can just go to lukami.com/hypnosis audios and download this audio there. It costs only $17. It is a 50-minute audio. If you are in this process of embracing a hypnosis practice, I highly suggest that you choose some audios that you enjoy and practice them for 21 days. See how you feel. Another announcement, I have a spring promotion for clients. If you are already my client, you can buy a package with 3 sessions and 1 customized hypnosis audio. And we can work together in person or online. So you can just email me or visit my website to learn more. Let's dive into the theme of the day. Ego's timing versus divine timing. The difference between divine timing and ego's timing. Let's talk a little bit about ego's timing. What we can call ego's timing and what we can call divine timing. I've been reflecting a lot on time and how it influences us and how we perceive time and how our perceptions of time influence how we feel and how we behave. If we project that time is limited, that time is against us, if we project perceptions and judgments on time, we will, by definition, live in a limited way. Because in fact, if we are identified with the body, we will perceive time as limited. Therefore, we will have conflict with time. So if we are identified with the body, we are identified with the ego. So we will project, we will have judgments and thoughts and ideas and fears about time. If we connect with our true nature, if we just start to untangle a little bit the ego's thoughts and beliefs and judgments and perceptions and concepts, we start to dive into the truth of who we are. The truth of who we are is infinite, eternal nature. The soul, our divine consciousness, or our spirit, or God within, or Buddha within, the light within, when we just start to become willing to serve our truth rather than serve the ego, our connection or relationship with time, the linear time known by the body, changes. We start to appreciate the experience on earth for our own soul's evolution, for our own soul's growth, and we simply drop all the things we acquired from our parents, society, that are not serving actually our awakening, our enlightenment, or simply our connection with what feels good. I think we move in the direction of our integrity. When we are serving the ego, we are not in our integrity because we are lying to ourselves. We are lying to ourselves that we need things that we don't need, you know, and that we lie to ourselves about the things that are upsetting us, and we believe that they are real and true, and in fact, they are temporary things that don't actually, you know, when we are trying to find solutions to our issues and problems from the ego's center, right? From our ego identity, our false identity, the only thing that we find is a necessity to see what is temporary has permanent. So our issues become so big, and then they become our own reality. They become the only thing we see, right? If you, what I've been thinking is that, you know, has a body or has an ego, we are going to be repeating to ourselves, time is against me. I fear the passage of time. I'm running out of time. I have no time. I'm bad at time management, etc. And then we try to fix on the level of the ego. So we try to be better at time management. We try to fix things, right? And they can actually give us, it can actually help us on some level. But my invitation is that we start to transform, you know, our physical reality by going deeper into asking questions to our divine consciousness, asking questions to our soul about how we want to spend our times, asking the simple question of how does my soul want to spend time in the physical form to foster spiritual growth? I will repeat this question because I think this question is so important. When we are facing moments of conflict, when we feel, you know, lost and heavy, and no, life is against me, things are not working well, how does my soul want to spend time in the physical form to foster spiritual growth? You know, by asking this question, you know, by asking yourself, by asking your soul, you start to tap into that genuine, authentic, innocent, pure self within you, which is longing for joy and playfulness and openness and sincerity, and it is longing for health and expansion of love and expansion of love and creativity. So most of the time, when we are feeling stuck, when we feel the time's against us, when we are feeling that we are running out of time, we are not actually feeding the soul, right? So another question is, how much of my time is dedicated to what lights me up? Or am I spending my time in a way that feeds my soul? If we are not truly listening to our soul's calling, we are going to be just feeding the ego. And so let's think about, how is a day, you know, spent to feed the ego, right? The ego's self-agenda, the ego's agenda. So you wake up and you already worry about how things go, and you are not actually, you know, using your creativity. You're not going within enough to connect with your inner resources, and so you blame yourself or blame others. You are in conflict with your environment, and therefore you are in conflict with nature. And I think you know, an interesting way to start to align and be at peace with, first with your eternal time, with your true, you know, true divine nature, true eternal nature, to start to be at peace with time, perhaps the time, the linear time, the time that isn't, that we are experiencing together here on Earth, is to acknowledge the seasons and maybe reflecting on the beauty, the gifts and the blessings, or the pains that each season, that the seasons are bringing to you. So we just, you know, we are now in the spring, but we can take some notes about what we have learned during our winter time, the blessings and the gifts and the things we are no longer carrying with us, the things that we want to bring with us, has learning, right, has lessons, and seeing the beauty of every cycle and flowing with life more, flowing with the cycles more, rather than resisting them, rather than punishing ourselves, rather than judging the cycles. The ego is afraid of death. You know, death is a symbol of the ego. And if we are talking about releasing the symbols of the ego, we see death as a process of liberation, right? A process of liberation. And since we are here to evolve as souls, we want to arrive at that time of death, having completed important things, right? We want to arrive there with a clear heart and mind and body as well. We want to arrive there, you know, having, we want to arrive there with a sense of peace with ourselves and life. And we can start that today. And we can start that, we can start being at peace with time today by acknowledging that the word we leave, the word of form, is temporary, and it's just here helping us evolve. It's just here, we're just here in this physical form to learn and let go of our attachments and let go of our concepts and ideas that don't support us, that don't support our awakening. This ability to be here in the now, it is an ability to tune in, to go inward. And we can do that in different ways. We were talking about, you know, a day spent to feed the ego. I think a day spent to feed the ego is a day where we just do so many things and we don't actually go within. We don't actually have that time, that expensive time. This expensive time, or this time to go within, is necessary because we, it's like, you know, building a muscle. It's, we are learning how to be in that space. Once we learn, we can expand that space, and our actions are imbued with that truth, with that connection with the source, with that connection with creation, with our true sense of identity, which is love and eternity, infinity, bliss, light. That's the invitation for today. It's just bringing the reflection about time. How is your relationship with time? You know, if you feel like you are in limbo, right, waiting for something, it might be a great moment to pray or go into that state of prayer, or, you know, we can say go into that intentionality, being intentional about releasing your self agenda and trust divine timing, right? And trusting the perfect rhythms of the universe, you know, the regenerative forces of the universe, and acknowledging that it is up to you if you want to open up to the longings of your soul, you know, and support and take actions and be there for your deepest desires, the things that are really valuable to you. How many times we are just there attending the needs of others to please, we want to please others. We are not actually listening to our needs. And how many times we try to fit in a system that doesn't collaborate to our soul's growth. So in the sense to be aligned with divine timing, and to allow divine timing to support us is an act of surrender. How would you like to use your time? What do you want to be doing or not doing for your ultimate growth? I would love to know more about you. If you have any thoughts on that and you would like to share with me, please feel free. My email is lukami@lukami.com. And again, if you would like to book sessions with me, visit my website, lukami.com. If you like this podcast, please share with your friends and subscribe. Thank you. Bye.